Luke chapter 19 at verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he couldn't because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and he climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked down and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come here immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he gladly came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Amen.
Now let's pray together before we think about God's word. Let's pray. God, our Father, thank you that we are here today, that according to your great plan for the universe, part of that has included us being here as your people and eager to learn things from your word. So we pray that your Spirit would be with us to enable us to grasp your truth and to go forward together as a people of faith. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, girls, and everyone else, I'm sure you know that a long, long time ago in Scotland, people used to live in clans, right? And these were like big families. And people used to live together. They would work together. Sometimes they fought together. And they would fight other clans. But by and large, they got on pretty well. There were some clans that were known for things that they were good at. You know, there were some clans who were known because they were great soldiers. And there were other clans that were known because they were great poets. And some clans were great pipers. You know, they played the bagpipes well. And some clans were good at making hamburgers. Like the McDonald's. He's bigger than me as well. But there were some clans that were known for things which were not quite as nice and as life-enhancing as these other things. Some clans were known for bad things or unpleasant things. And what I want to tell you this morning is the story of the smelliest clan in Scotland. And they were known as Clan Mingan. Clan Mingan, the smelliest clan in Scotland. And I thought we would have got a... Here we go. Just wait a wee minute. How are we doing, Chris? Ah, there they go. No. There they are. Clan Mingan, the smelliest clan in Scotland. And before we go any further, I should tell you that the writer of this story, Alice and Mary Fitt, and the illustrator, have given me their permission to use this story this morning to tell you all about these people. Now, the reason that Clan Mingan were so dirty and smelly was because the burn that ran through their village had dried up, and there was no water in the burn for them to wash themselves or even to wash their clothes. So they were in a terrible state. They hadn't washed for years. They hadn't washed themselves for years. And everybody just kept away from them, quite frankly. Clan Mingan. But it wasn't their fault that the burn was so dry. That was the fault of Lord Muck. And Lord Muck lived in this big castle on the edge of Clan Mingan's village. And he got a pal of his, and you can see him there, he got this pal to invent this machine called a water pincher. And what this machine did was it sucked up all the water from the burn, it stored it in tanks in the castle so that Lord Muck would have hot water on demand all the time, every single day of his life. What do you think of that? Exactly. This Lord Muck. And he loved his hot water because, and we'll see this in a minute, he loved his bath, Lord Muck. And you can see him in his bath there, and there's all his servants, and they're bringing him loads and loads of hot water, and he is luxuriating in his bath, playing with his rubber duck, playing with his wee boat. He's having a wonderful time. Do you see what he's saying there? Mayor Hot Water Angus, talking to his servants. They just brought him bucket after bucket of hot water. And it wasn't just the hot water. You can see that he's a big kind of fella, can't you? And he loved to have lavish meals every single night in the castle. And he insisted in using every single plate and pot that he possessed just to show off to people. And so if you're going to wash all these plates and pots, you need hot water, don't you? And so his servants had to be continually washing his dishes. And then it was his clothes as well. He always wanted clean clothes. And he changed his clothes about 3 or 4 times a day and insisted on having them washed at night. So he really needed lots and lots of hot water. Well, Clan Mingan decided that they'd had enough, that they really had to do something about this. And they decided that the clan chief, whose name was Grimy Gordon. Now, I didn't make up this story, by the way. I mean, the clan chief, his name was Grimy Gordon. He went to ask Lord Muck if he could please spare some hot water so that they could wash themselves, so that they could wash their clothes. But look at Lord Muck. He is absolutely horrified at the state of Grimy Gordon and his pals, and he just doesn't care. He just wants Gordon and the rest of the boys to go away, and it looks as if his dug is ready to attack them, doesn't it? It is a pretty awful set of circumstances. So Gordon and the boys get together and they say, right, Lord Muck, we've pleaded with him. I've been down on my knees pleading with this man. He's not going to help. What can we do? Well, one of them suggested that they go and ask for the help of the other clans that were around the place. And the one clan that they thought they might get help from was Clan Bonnie. Clan Bonnie, who lived not too far away. So they went and they made representation to the chief of Clan Bonnie, whose name was Ronnie. Of course. What else would he be called? And they asked them for some water, please, to help us wash ourselves, to help us wash our clothes. And Ronnie said to them, no, I'm sorry, we can't give you any water, because we need it all for ourselves, because we want to stay Bonnie. But he said, here's a bar of soap. Maybe that'll help you. But what good is soap without water? It's no use at all. I mean, they were obviously sympathetic, you know, holding their noses and putting handkerchiefs over their faces. But what good is soap without water? So it was another terrible set of circumstances for Clan Mingan. So what were they going to do now? Well, they got news that another clan, Clan Kindly, they were offering Clan Mingan a barrel of water. One barrel of water. As long as they collected it out a mile outside their own village. Because they didn't want anybody from Clan Mingan coming within too much to too close a distance to them. So, Grimey Gordon sent two of his strongest men to go and pick up the barrel of water. And there you are. They look happy, don't they? Because they've now got some water. I mean, it's not an awful lot for a clan, is it? But maybe they could wash their feet or something like that. You know, at least it was something. But they were bowling along, feeling very happy. They've got some water. And what do you think happened? They came to a hill. And the barrel ran away from them. And this is what happened. Splash! The barrel smashed into a dike. And the water was lost. Oh dear, dear, what's going to happen now? Well, Grimey Gordon, he was not very happy with this. But then he had a brainwave. He said, right, we've tried Lord Muck. We've tried the other clans. What if we dig into the ground? What if we dig into the ground and maybe we'll come across an underground stream? And that'll burst up and we'll have loads of water. So they got their spades together. They got their spades together and they started digging away, or should I say, digging a wall. And they dug and they dug and they dug, and some of the younger guys were getting really into the whole thing. They were enjoying themselves and were throwing the muck about, and somebody threw a shovelful of dirt, and unfortunately Lord Muck was having a stroll that morning, and this is what happened. The muck hit Lord Muck when he was out having his stroll. And down he went. And everybody, you can see what Gordon's saying there. Oh, jings. We've really done it now. We've hit Lord Muck with muck. Now, the problem was that the cows had been in that field. Now, you'll know that wherever there are cows, they leave behind some unpleasant things, don't they? I have folk are holding their noses even at the very thought. Exactly. And what happened was that Lord Muck landed right on top of one. And there he is. He is in a terrible state. He's been hit by muck and he's landed on what we used to call a country pancake. And he starts to panic, Lord Muck, because the reason he's out strolling that particular morning was that he had an appointment to see the Countess and Earl of Edinburgh. The Countess and the Earl of Edinburgh were coming for their lunch, and Lord Muck was on his way to meet them. And he starts to panic because he can't meet important people like that in the state that he was in. So he goes down to the burn to see if he can get a quick wash. But of course, that's no use, is it? Because all the water's been taken out of the burn. And Grimey Gordon's standing there and saying, well, whose fault is that? And he has to agree that it's his own fault. So he has to meet these very important people looking like that. And the Earl looks at him and says, how dare you greet us in such a revolting state? You look as though you've been rolling around in the castle piggery. These are strong words, aren't they? And do you see what the Countess is saying? What a ghastly stench. I feel quite faint. And look at Lord Muck. What has he got to say? He's got absolutely nothing to say. He's standing there. He's all dirty. He's smelly. And it's the worst moment of his life. But you see, in another way, it was the best moment of his life, because he now realizes what it must be like to be a member of Clan Mingan. The people who were dirty, the people who were smelly, the people that nobody else wanted to know. Now he knows exactly what it's like. And he realizes just how horrible he's been to Kwan Mingan. And do you know what he does? He gets down on his knees and he asks the clan chief, Grimey Gordon, to forgive him. He asks for Gordon's forgiveness. And you know that if ever you ask forgiveness for something bad that you've done, well, that means that you're promising not to do it again. And so Lord Muck is absolutely committed to being a lot kinder to Clan Mingan. So what he does is, he gets his pal, the inventor, to reverse the water tank, and it flows into the burn. You maybe don't see it too well here in the picture, but he reverses the machine, and all the water flows back into the burn, but it's lovely and warm water. And so Clan Mingan are able to wash their clothes, they're able to wash themselves, except for that wee boy there whose name's Archie. He's running away, but his mother's chasing after him. Come back here, Archie. But they're able to wash themselves, they're able to wash their clothes, and pretty soon Clan Mingan became known as the cleanest clan in Scotland. Not the dirtiest, not the smelliest, but the cleanest clan in Scotland. Now, all of that was able to happen. They became the cleanest clan because somebody changed. Now, who changed? Yes. Who changed? Lord Muck. He changed. Because Lord Muck, at the very start of the story, if we looked at him, we would have thought of one word. At least, I would have thought of one word. And that would have been, oh no, sorry. No. This is to tell you about the change. Remember, that was Gordon pleading on his knees for help, and Lord Muck saying no. And then at the end of the story, it's Lord Muck on his knees, asking forgiveness and promising to make things better for Clan Mingan. And that was an extraordinary change that came about. Because at the beginning of the story, if you looked at Lord Muck, you would have thought of one word, and that word would have been, what does that say? Greed. That's right. He was a greedy man. You know, he wanted everything for himself, and a lot of the stuff that he did with the water wasn't really necessary at all. That man represented greed. And even when he was aware of need, he didn't care. He knew that Clan Mingan were in a terrible state, but he wouldn't give any of his water so that they could clean themselves up. And there were some people in the story who were sympathetic. You know, you look at Clan Bonnie and you look at Clan Kindly, and they were willing to do something, but not enough to help Clan Mingan. Do you remember what Clan Bonnie gave? What did they give? Yes, yes. Bar of soap, that's right. And Clan Kindly, what were they going to give? Somebody else? Yes. A barrel of water. It wasn't much though, was it? It was only when Lord Muck realised what it must be like to live like Clan Mingan that he changed completely, and he was able to help them in a way that was meaningful. Now you might say to yourself, can people really change that much? Can they change as much as that, from being very, very greedy and then from wanting to help people like that? Well, all I can say is that when I read the Bible, there are loads of people who were reckoned to be bad, you know, greedy and not very helpful to other people. But when they met Jesus, and when they listened to Jesus' teaching, and when they saw his life, which was all about helping other people, they realized that there was a better way to live, and they decided to follow that way. That was exactly the story with that man Zacchaeus that we heard about. Mrs. Goodlett read the story. Nobody liked Zacchaeus very much. He was a tax collector for the Romans. And he didn't just gather the money he was supposed to gather. He gathered more than he should have, because he was greedy, like Lord Muck. But then he met Jesus. And Jesus went to his house and he listened to Jesus and he saw Jesus' kindness. And he stood up amongst all his friends and he said, "Today, I'm going to give half of my possessions to poor people. Half of all that I have, I'm going to give to people who are in real need. And if I've ever cheated anyone in the past, if I've taken money that I shouldn't have taken, I'm going to give these people back four times that amount." And people were amazed at the change that had come upon Zacchaeus. But you know, that's the effect that Jesus has on people. And that is the effect that we should have on people. They should be able to see in our lives something of Jesus, and they should want to follow in that way. Things have to change in the world. I think we're all agreed about that. And we've all got our opinions about how things can change. But the one sure thing is, things will absolutely change if we seek, serve, and follow Christ, which is the motto of the Girls' Brigade, and which is the only way that we'll ever see the world changed for the better. Now let's pray. God our Father, we give thanks to you for these wonderful stories in your word, which tell us of complete changes that come about in people's lives to the extent that some of them were said to be a new creation. We pray that you would change us in all the areas of our lives that are not good. And we pray that you would change others so that we can live together as a people who are not just sympathetic, but people who are willing to get involved, people who are really willing to make a difference. And all of this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.